Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 30th, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bolivian cattle ranch will be tokenized to open up business to investors. Coronavirus-induced poverty will bring more Bitcoin crime in 2021, Kaspersky report. Ethereum Classic activates Thanos upgrade, increasing access for GPU miners. Investment giant AllianceBernstein now says Bitcoin has role in investors' portfolios. Bitcoin surges to $19,600, looks set to make highest monthly close ever. Bitcoin price sets new record high above $19,783. First mover, you call that a record. Bitcoin's November gains are 3x stock markets. Now let's get started. Bolivian cattle ranch will be tokenized to open up business to investors. A new revenue sharing token will make the value of cattle held at a Bolivian ranch available to investors. Announced Monday, Swiss crypto advisory firm Finca will leverage blockchain infrastructure provider CoreLedger to open up opportunities for traditional investors by allowing them to trade cattle ranching digitally. According to the companies, tokenizing the business will allow trading similar to in a traditional barter economy. Finca's native token will be used to facilitate trades every time cattle from the La Pradera ranch in Bolivia are sold, with a share of the profits then distributed to holders of the token. The token is being claimed as the first blockchain-based financial instrument in Switzerland to hold an international securities identification number, the universally recognized identifier for securities. The Finca token is unique in that it has a built-in link to a secondary market within the CoreLedger platform, said CoreLedger CEO Johannes Schweifer. Holders can convert the token into other tradable assets, literally anything from gold to oil or corn. Finca's token is the result of collaboration with other Swiss service providers including banks, engineers, legal advisors and investors, per the release. A special tax ruling means the token is exempt from Swiss withholding tax. We're using cattle ranching as a low-risk activity on which to develop a financial instrument supported by blockchain, said Finca's founding partner, Carlos Fernandez Mazzi. We've built a good roadmap for other industries to be able to create their own financial instruments for application in other areas of the economy. Coronavirus-induced poverty will bring more Bitcoin crime in 2021, Kaspersky report. Cybersecurity specialist Kaspersky foresees a rise in crypto crime ahead as the COVID-19 epidemic hits national economies. In a report on financial threats for 2021, based on data and patterns from this year, the company said Monday that attacks aimed at stealing Bitcoin (BTC) plus 7.49% will become more attractive as many nations plummet into poverty as a result of the pandemic. The compounding factor of weakening local currencies amid the crisis will also drive people to cybercrime, leading to more Bitcoin fraud as well as theft, the firm predicted. It said the focus would be on Bitcoin because it is the most widespread cryptocurrency. In a change of tactic, Kaspersky also sees online criminals moving away from Bitcoin when demanding ransoms or payments from victims. The use of transition currencies with privacy-enhancing features, such as Monero XMR, plus 3.41%, will see greater use as a way to hide criminals' tracks, the firm said, and will be later converted to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. This shift is being driven by government's improved crypto sleuthing capabilities when it comes to monitoring, de-anonymizing and seizing crypto accounts, per the report. The firm cites the recent seizure of funds worth over $1 billion by the U.S. Justice Department from a Silk Road linked account. Targeted ransomware attacks, which generally demand payment in cryptocurrency, are also expected to rise, having seen successful operations and extensive media coverage this year. Organizations, which may be hurt by the loss of data and exhausting recovery processes, are in the crosshairs, with more cybercriminals targeting them with ransomware or DDoS attacks or even both, Kaspersky said. Ethereum Classic activates Thanos upgrade, increasing access for GPU miners. Ethereum Classic has undergone a hard fork that ushers in a new upgrade aimed to increase miner participation and increase security. According to the Etc. Explorer by Block Scout, at around 3:45 Coordinated Universal Time on Sunday, the Etc. mainnet reached a block height of 11,700,000, automatically triggering the anticipated Thanos upgrade. Terry Culver, CEO at ETC Labs, told CoinDesk Thanos is an important milestone as the network moves to improve support for existing miners and draw in new ones. Specifically, the Thanos ECIP-1099 protocol upgrade will bring the size of the DAG, directed acyclic graph, file well below 4 GB, meaning 3 GB and 4 GB graphics processing units, GPUs, can once more mine the network. It also doubled the duration of ETC's mining period, or EPIC, from 30,000 to 60,000 blocks, slowing the size increase of the DAG, which grows with every EPIC. With the implementation, 4 GB GPUs will remain supported for an additional 3 years, according to an Etc. blog post. The upgrade will allow miners with 3 GB and 4 GB GPU systems to resume mining, etc., ultimately increasing network security and promoting a more distributed and healthy mining ecosystem, said Culver. Before the upgrade, the DAG size was already very close to 4 GB, forcing some older GPU mining cards off the network. The Thanos upgrade effectively reduced the DAG size from 3.94 GB to 2.47 GB, per the post. Over 90% of existing miners have migrated over to the Thanos fork, according to Culver. Further, as new miners have come online, the network's hash rate has also seen a notable rise. Etc. has seen a number of so-called 51% attacks, and has been endeavoring to put in measures to make the network more resilient. One such initiative called MESS, for Modified Exponential Subjective Scoring, is said to make massive blockchain reorganizations much more expensive to carry out, although its effectiveness has been questioned. MESS was the first step, which protects the network, miners, and exchanges, said Culver. With more miners being vital for creating a robust blockchain network, Culver argued the next phase of the security measures has now been successfully completed. Thanos expands and strengthens the mining ecosystem, he said. Investment giant AllianceBernstein now says Bitcoin has role in investors' portfolios. The research arm of New York-based AllianceBernstein, a global investment manager with $631 billion in assets under management, has had a change of heart when it comes to Bitcoin as an investment asset. In a research note produced for clients, seen by CoinDesk, Inigo Fraser-Jenkins, co-head of the portfolio strategy team at Bernstein Research, said the firm had previously ruled out Bitcoin BTC, plus 8.04%, as an investment asset back in January of 2018. Soon after Bitcoin had hit its all-time high close to $20,000. But post-pandemic changes to the policy environment, debt levels and diversification options for investors mean the asset manager now has to admit Bitcoin does have a role in asset allocation, at least over the long term. Fraser Jenkins said the significant reduction in the volatility of Bitcoin's price makes it more attractive both as a store of value and as a medium of exchange. The pandemic has also seen a rise in Bitcoin's correlation with other major assets. On the other hand, he said, Bitcoin is a liquid asset and can be quickly sold off, as happened during the March markets crash. From a narrow empirical point of view, the downward shift in volatility of Bitcoin makes it more desirable, but its increased correlation points the other way, Fraser Jenkins wrote. When it comes to a role in hedging against inflation, the driver of Bitcoin is similar to that as for gold, per the note, Even if the cryptocurrency may not exactly move in a way that would counteract inflation in a given fiat currency. Other issues such as use of cryptocurrency in crime and Bitcoin mining's heavy energy footprint were cited as concerns around the asset, as was increasing regulatory scrutiny. There may be potential issues for Bitcoin in future too, according Fraser Jenkins. With the pandemic likely to make governments more powerful and take a bigger role in managing economies, if cryptocurrencies become much larger than today, they may become an annoyance for policymakers. Cryptos do have a place in asset allocation for as long as they are legal, he said. Ultimately, Bernstein Research recommends that Bitcoin can comprise from 1.5% to 10% of portfolios, depending on the cryptocurrency's monthly returns. The resulting allocation to Bitcoin is low, but then within this simple optimization framework, the allocation to some other asset classes are zero, so in that context Bitcoin seems to empirically be potentially significant, Fraser Jenkins wrote. Bitcoin surges to $19,600, looks set to make highest monthly close ever. Bitcoin is surging and looks on track to post its highest ever monthly price close. At press time, Bitcoin BTC, plus 7.93%, is trading around $19,600 on major exchanges, up 7.9% on the day. The price is significantly higher than the peak month-end level around $13,880 on December 31, 2017. The number one cryptocurrency by market value fell by over $3,000 on a single day last week to as low as $16,242, clearing out excess leverage from the derivatives market. The dip was short-lived and prices have recovered more than 50% of the pullback in the days since. The impending record close could be a harbinger of a stronger bull run, according to some observers. Every time Bitcoin has closed above the previous monthly all-time high, a 700% to 1,000% uptrend has followed, crypto analyst Josh Rager tweeted earlier in the month. Market analyst Lark Davis shared a similar view on Monday. Bitcoin jumped nearly 27% in April 2017. Toppling the previous monthly close record of around $1,150 reached in November 2013. What followed was a steep rally to nearly $20,000 by December 2017. Strong rallies were seen after Bitcoin set record monthly closing prices in January and October 2013. History to repeat itself? Analysts are optimistic about the ongoing bull market's longevity, with some pointing to $36,000 as the level to watch once the immediate psychological resistance at $20,000 is scaled. Factors considered responsible for the recent 8-week rally from $10,000 to $19,400, such as increased institutional participation, hedging demand due to dollar sell-off, a potential rise in inflation and the search for yield alongside a record global stockpile of negative yielding debt, are expected to continue powering gains in the cryptocurrency. People have been saying institutions will get into crypto for years, but it seems that this year, they already are, crypto exchange EQUOS noted in its daily Bitcoin analysis email. There's plenty more to join, of course, and the amount of funds along with the immutable scarcity of Bitcoin will be felt in a very strong way. According to JP Morgan's analysts, further gains hinge mainly on continued institutional participation. If flows into the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust wane, the cryptocurrency could suffer if momentum traders keep backing away, analysts wrote in a November 27 note, adding that decreased flows would weaken the argument that institutions are beginning to prefer Bitcoin over gold as a long-term investment. Grayscale is part of Digital Currency Group, CoinDesk's parent company. Bitcoin has outperformed gold by leaps and bounds this year. While the top cryptocurrency is up 158% on a year-to-date basis, gold is up just 17%. The two assets have diverged this month, with Bitcoin gaining over 30% and gold suffering a 5.5% drop, its highest monthly decline since November 2016, according to data source TradingView. Meanwhile, global equities are on track to seal a record-busting month on expectations that potential coronavirus vaccines would lead to swift global economic recovery next year. Bitcoin needs to score gains amid potential sell-off in stocks to cement its appeal as digital gold. Bitcoin price sets new record high above $19,783. After nearly 3 years of waiting, Bitcoin investors can celebrate a new all-time high Monday after the leading cryptocurrency traded as high as $19,786.24, breaking the previous record set in December 2017 by $3, according to CoinDesk Bitcoin Price Index (BPI) data. Longtime Bitcoin investors have weathered more than one bearish market cycle. But for newer participants, the record highs represent validation of their investment as the cryptocurrency continues to demonstrate resilience. The significance of a new all-time high in dollar terms can't be understated, said Kevin Kelly, co-founder of Delphi Digital and former equity analyst at Bloomberg, in a direct message with CoinDesk. Many skeptics have publicly denounced Bitcoin for failing to reach a new high despite such a favorable macro backdrop, so this is yet another testament to Bitcoin's staying power. That favorable backdrop includes, in part, an unprecedented era of spending on the part of central banks around the world to help combat the pandemic-induced economic slowdown. Many Bitcoin investors view the digital asset as a hedge against potential inflation from this loose monetary policy. Year to date, Bitcoin has gained 167%. Since its yearly lows in March, after crashing more than 50% in a single day, Bitcoin has rallied more than 400%. To be sure, Bitcoin's positive correlation to traditional markets remains somewhat strong above 0.4, according to Coinmetrics, in contrast to a long-standing narrative supported by Bitcoin investors that Bitcoin is uncorrelated to traditional markets. With regular exchange outages and new investors questioning the reliability of widely circulated market data, moreover, the adolescent market has room to mature. Nevertheless, cryptocurrency analysts depict the ongoing rally as healthy and primed to continue as institutional and retail money steadily flows into Bitcoin. Mainstream payment companies like Square and PayPal, for example, continue funneling retail capital into Bitcoin. For Q3, Square reported a record $1 billion in Bitcoin revenue via its Cash App mobile wallet. PayPal, after announcing its plan to support Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in October, promptly removed its waitlist for the service less than a month later, citing overwhelming demand. Institutional demand is also surging, represented in part by record growth in CME Group's Bitcoin futures market, as CoinDesk has reported. Led by high-profile investors like Stanley Druckenmiller, Bill Miller, Paul Tudor Jones and BlackRock's Rick Rieder, the mainstream financial audience's thinking about Bitcoin is warming significantly as they allocate more and more capital to the leading digital asset. From a fundamental perspective, the case for a sustained Bitcoin rally is as strong as ever, according to Kareem Helmy, data analyst at Coinmetrics. The total number of active Bitcoin addresses has soared to all-time highs, and the network's economic density, the value transacted per byte, is nearing levels not seen since the last bull run, he told CoinDesk in a direct message. Despite tens of thousands of other cryptocurrencies competing for investor mindshare, Bitcoin is leaving nearly every one of them behind, with most altcoins still down double-digit percentages from their own record highs. Ether is still down 58% from its all-time high, also set in late 2017. Litecoin and XRP are down 77% and 82% from their respective highs. Bitcoin's record high comes amidst a curious lack of publicity, however, from mainstream audiences and media outlets, according to data from the TIE. The total volume of Bitcoin-related tweets, for example, is well below late 2017 levels and largely flat for the past 2 years. Media mentions also are sitting at conspicuously low levels. Search interest in Bitcoin, moreover, sits at less than one-fifth the level seen at Bitcoin's 2017 high, according to Google Trends. I don't think many people outside the industry cared until we hit all-time highs, said Ryan Watkins, Bitcoin analyst at Messari, in a direct message with CoinDesk. The coronavirus pandemic and U.S. presidential election have dominated mainstream audiences' attention in 2020, he noted. As investors look for more upside, any continuation of Bitcoin's rally will be defined by a wider investor base as new market participants are unlocked, Kelly said. First mover, you called it a record. Bitcoin's November gains are 3x stock markets. Bitcoin was higher, appearing to mount a fresh run toward the all-time high near $20,000. The largest cryptocurrency slid 1.3% in the 7 days through Sunday, snapping a 7-week winning streak. As November draws to a close, Bitcoin is up 37% just this month, its best performance since May 2019. Even if the market has some froth, Bitcoin fundamentals look sound, the blockchain research firm Chainalysis wrote in a report. In traditional markets, European shares were steady and U.S. stock futures pointed to a lower open as investors turn cautious after big gains over the past few weeks boosted coronavirus vaccine developments. Market moves. From a broad 2020 perspective, it's hardly news Bitcoin in November once again outperformed the world's major asset classes. During a month when a closely tracked gauge of global equities, the MSCI World Index, surged 13% for its best performance on record, Bitcoin jumped nearly 3 times as fast. But that's been happening a lot recently, with the cryptocurrency up an astounding 163% so far in 2020, or roughly 13 times the 13% year-to-date gains for U.S. stocks. Gold is up 17% in 2020. Yet, in hindsight, November may prove to be a crucial month for Bitcoin for a few key reasons. First, in a theme that First Mover has repeatedly hammered this year, many large institutional investors are herd followers, driven by backward-looking performance track records, and they often just ape other investors who have previously performed well. The latest announcement of institutional adoption, perhaps the buzziest of buzzwords these days among cryptocurrency analysts, arrived over the weekend from the $233 billion investment firm Guggenheim. November's outperformance, coupled with a raft of breathless headlines in traditional financial media trumpeting Bitcoin approach toward record highs, is likely to entice even more big investors. Even platinum, which is suddenly in vogue because of its potential demand from clean energy technologies, is up just 14% in November. Second, Bitcoin has brushed off a few market incidents that, in other years, might have sparked a steep sell-off. There were the massive outflows from one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges, OKEx, after the lifting of a protracted suspension on withdrawals. There was the news that the U.S. Treasury Department might be considering new onerous cryptocurrency regulations during President Donald Trump's final months in office. There were data showing that big cryptocurrency investors known as whales might be moving their Bitcoin onto exchanges, preparing to take profits and potentially swamping the market. Sure, Bitcoin flinched last week. But for a market that's given so much this year, it took back very little. Third, the key 2020 investment narrative for Bitcoin that the cryptocurrency can serve as a hedge against inflation and trillion-dollar stimulus packages from governments and central banks, similar to gold, doesn't seem to be going anywhere. President-elect Joe Biden says he'll nominate former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to become Treasury Secretary, and as a private sector commentator she's advocated for more government stimulus. But with U.S. lawmakers potentially gridlocked, the Fed may have to keep buying government bonds to stimulate markets. U.S. Treasury bond yields have stayed close to historic lows, on speculation that this is likely the case. Bitcoin has had a very good year. In hindsight, November may turn out to be its most crucial month. Bitcoin looks set to post its highest ever monthly price close. The cryptocurrency is currently trading around $18,600 on major exchanges. That's significantly higher from the peak month-end price of around $13,880 observed on December 31, 2017. The impending record close could be a harbinger of a stronger bull run, according to some observers. Every time Bitcoin has closed above the previous monthly all-time high, a 700% to 1,000% uptrend has followed, crypto analyst Josh Rager tweeted earlier in the month. Bitcoin jumped nearly 27% in April 2017, toppling the previous monthly close record of around $1,150 reached in November 2013. What followed was a steep rally to nearly $20,000 by December 2017. Strong rallies were seen after Bitcoin set record monthly closing prices in January and October 2013. The recent seven-week-long rally started around $10,000, and prices climbed as high as $19,400 before last week's correction. The much-anticipated break above $20,000 may take some time, since signs of uptrend fatigue have now emerged on the weekly chart. The cryptocurrency carved out a large doji candle last week, indicating indecision or buyer exhaustion after a notable rally. As such, a deeper pullback to levels below Thursday's low of $16,242 cannot be ruled out. The previous froth in momentum traders' positioning has been cleared to a large extent, analysts at JP Morgan said in a November 27 note, while adding momentum signals will continue to deteriorate unless Bitcoin recovers quickly and momentum traders have room to further propagate the decline. The number one cryptocurrency by market value fell by over $3,000 to $16,242 on November 26, clearing out excess leverage from the derivatives market. The dip was short-lived and prices have recovered more than 50% of the pullback in the days since. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.